This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Positioning as the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a quarterback beyond Aaron Rodgers, beyond Mason Rudolph? How are you positioning? The waffling has happened because you've had good enough play to always be picking 20th or lower tier, and you can't get these guys. Make no moves up in the draft. I thought Shedeur Sanders would be the pick because of a young quarterback, and maybe you hang your hat on him progressing and becoming the franchise guy. Then that was gone. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they've been waffling, and I, for the life of me, can't understand what the quarterback situation future looks like.
That is Marcus Spears on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who today traded George Pickens to Dallas for a third-round pick and then a pick swap later. By the way, that Eric Staal report from Friedman earlier, that has now been made official by the Sabres. He is going to be special assistant to the general manager. Very Dwight Schrute-esque title. Assistant to the general manager, not assistant general manager.
I mean, you know what's going to happen, right? And maybe you're in this boat. Maybe, oh my God, you know, what are they doing? Does this really matter in any respect?
No,
like, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's just somebody who they're hiring who wants to be a general manager, wants to work, and he has a relationship with this particular general manager, so he's in the organization. I don't think there's anything to be super wowed about, of course. I don't think there's anything super upset about, to be quite honest with you here.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, other than the fact that he played for the team you hated.
I want to be emotional about something involving them.
Yes, I get that part of it.
That's not to say it's fake.
No, that's right. From the hockey side, for the Sabres, I don't think there's anything to be upset. But from you and your emotional fandom of the team, I understand that.
It's just like the only emotion I have is the nostalgic emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about the 06 Hurricanes, or, you know, I very much enjoy looking at Tim Connelly breaking Daniel Alfredson's ankles from game one 18 years ago. That was the anniversary yesterday, which means today would be the anniversary of game two. Sabres and Senators, which I got to admit, I don't know that I remember anything about that game.
07 or 06? 06.
They win in five. What is game two? They must win it because they get up 3-0 in the series.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Why don't I remember what game two is? Game three is Dumont in overtime.
Game one was on the 5th. Game two was on the 8th.
Oh, so okay, it's not even the anniversary.
No, tomorrow would be game two.
What happened in game two? They won?
They
won, for sure.
Yes. You don't remember?
No.
In Ottawa, they win 2-1. They were up 2-0.
Okay.
Dumont and Hecht, and then Chris Phillips scores.
Okay.
All goals in the second period, nothing after that.
Right.
Kind of a nondescript game,
like an uneventful game.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I don't remember anything about it. Anyways, so Marcus Spears there on the Steelers a little bit. Let's talk about the Steelers for a minute, because they trade Pickens. I actually kind of feel like they did well in the deal. Getting a third-round pick for a guy that is pretty good, but he is not a true number one receiver in the NFL. And The team acquiring him has to pay him because he's got 1 year left on his deal.
But apparently that's not going to happen right now.
Right.
So they're,
which is why I feel like they did well, because Dallas is paying a third for potentially only 1 year of George Pickens.
If he does really well, they could franchise tag him. That's a lot of money for a receiver.
Right.
They could still negotiate with him, no doubt. But apparently, from what I've read this morning, the Cowboys are, and Pickens are not going to move forward with a contract right now.
Right.
So he'll play on the last year of his deal.
So I think they did well in the trade. But, like Matt Miller tweeted this out from ESPN, this is the worst roster Mike Tomlin's ever had in Pittsburgh.
And it's
interesting. He's probably right. This is going to be the ultimate test of, is that team's going to automatically win 9 games every year? Because the roster is not what it's always been. And more importantly than anything, Mason Rudolph is really going to be their quarterback? Or are you buying that this is they will sign Rodgers?
So on the way in here, you know what I actually did? Because I wanted to get somebody from Pittsburgh on.
Yeah.
I checked in on our stream. Hey, we're on YouTube, by the way. Hi, Bullpen. You know what else? The fan in Pittsburgh, they do the same thing. I went to their stream. And I watched Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, and they talked about this very thing. And the tweet from Matt Miller said, worst Steelers roster in Mike Tomlin's era. Crowley said, that's not true. 2019 was not a great roster. Mm-hmm. And he went back to some of the guys he was thrown to and, you know, who they had in the roster. Either way, the point is, what I thought was really fascinating was, and I'll have Adam Crowley on 11 a.m. on the Extra Point Show. Adam Crowley said, okay, so what's going to happen here is people are going to see something like that, and they're going to wind up maybe getting Rodgers. They're still going to win some games, and oh my God, Tomlin's amazing. Look what he did with this terrible roster. And it's going to kind of be that cycle again.
I wonder what his coach of the year odds would be with all that being said. Like, Tomlin getting this team to the playoffs would be like seen as like his greatest accomplishment, other than winning a Super Bowl, his greatest accomplishment.
I still think Rodgers is their quarterback, right?
I don't know how to predict him at all. I mean, the problem is he doesn't really have anywhere else to turn right now. You know, everyone's got their quarterback room. I believe all the reporting that indicates he wanted Minnesota. That he want Minnesota is ready-made for him. They got the best receiver in football and a great coach, and they improved their defense a lot this offseason too. I can understand why he'd want to go there, but they don't want him. So what are you going to do? He'd go to Cleveland and join that six-way quarterback competition if he wants. But it's Pittsburgh or retirement, and I don't know how to predict him. Is the Steelers' lack of doing anything else at quarterback an indication that they believe Rodgers is going to sign? Because they didn't.
I think it has to be, right?
They didn't pick Shadur
Sanders. Or at least
Sanders.
They know he, like you said, they know he can't do anything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Right.
It's either like, hey, I mean, you want to come here, but if you want to come here, that's fine. We can sign you, but you know, we're going to go forward with what we have. Can you name right now, how many Steelers wide receivers can you name right now on their current roster?
Oh, man. I mean, Metcalf.
Yes.
I know one other only because I saw a list they put up earlier in ESPN that Robert Woods is on the Steelers.
He might be he's their number three, I think. Calvin Austin III is their number two. Maybe Robert Woods is their number two. Their top three receivers,
Calvin Austin III,
are DK Metcalf, clearly number one, Calvin Austin III, Robert Woods, and then you have Roman Wilson, Scotty Miller, Ben Skronik, Brandon Johnson and Lance McCutcheon. That is their wide receiver room.
There's nothing there. After Metcalf.
Would you trade the Bills wide receiver room for that wide receiver room?
No, I would not. No. All the wide receiver talking last week, I like the Bills receiver room. I don't think they have a true number one, but whatever. I think they're one through five, I like their room. And I would say the Steelers have a better number one than the Bills do, and I think number two through five are all advantage Bills.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, yeah, I would take the Bills room. And I would also expect, I mean, who's still out there? Amari Cooper is still out there. Keenan Allen is still out there. Mm-hmm. Aren't they definitely going to sign like one of those two guys?
So Doran Dickerson on The Fan of Pittsburgh this morning said he believes they're going to make a trade for a wide receiver. The guy that they keep bringing up in Pittsburgh is DJ Moore, because apparently the Cowboys were trying to trade for DJ Moore.
What are they doing? They traded for Metcalf already.
They
had,
I don't know,
Pickens.
That's who Doran Dickerson said that they would be. He thought that they could possibly be targeting.
Well, good luck with that, because the Bears have a young quarterback. They're not going to want to take away his number one receiver.
Right.
Ben Johnson's probably not. I can't speak for Ben Johnson, what he likes in his offense.
They went out and got, what did they do? They have a Dunze.
They drafted Luther Burden.
And they drafted the tight end, Colson Loveland.
Colson Loveland.
Right? They drafted him.
Yeah.
So they got some pass catchers. Who knows? It's a new regime, right? Head coach wise, at least. But I agree with you. Like, I think, why would they do that? But that's the name that they kept popping up. And also, by the way, you know, the Steelers, Pittsburgh is hosting the draft next year, okay?
Right.
The 2026 draft. And if you look at what they've done, they have loaded up draft picks for next year. It's in a weird way, it feels like they're almost playing for the draft next year than they are for the season.
Ooh, are they tanking?
I'm not going to go that far.
Not going to go to tanking, but
I'm not going to tank, because they did go out and get DK.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to say that, but it almost feels like they're very, very, they're very, very aware of, we have the draft.
Yeah.
Let's make this an event for us having the draft and all these draft picks.
Well, I said this earlier. I think what is coming for them eventually.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Is this true? The Jacksonville Jaguars have released wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Woo!
This is from Adam Schefter, his verified account. Thank you. Friend of the program, Gary. I know Gary. Gary texted me. Thank you, Gary. I was not looking at my feed here. Now I see it. The Jaguars have released wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Okay. Well, two things I immediately think of. One, we talked about him last week a little bit. I'm going to be interested to see how they manage that, because that was a big dead cap number for him. It was only 1 year after signing. Mm-hmm. And two, is he going to be the next name on our list that we went through a couple weeks ago of two-stint Bills? I don't really see a need for him in the room right now. They signed Elijah Moore. Like, I think they're good on veteran receivers.
When you went through your list and said, here are the guys that were two-stint Bills, and you said, who's the next? I texted you and said, I think maybe Gabe Davis. Because I didn't think this year, though. I thought maybe a year away. To me, it was Harrison Phillips and Gabe Davis were the top two guys that I thought of. The two guys that I could see playing another year or two and then coming back to Buffalo. As it stands right now, as this roster is constructed, I don't know if Gabe Davis fits in. And I will tell you this, though, okay? Yes, bullpen. Sorry, people. AC man. Sal just found out. LOL. Yes, I wasn't watching that. I was doing a radio show. But yes, we have it now. So I will tell you that, like, when Gabe left, because I had conversations with Gabe, and he said, I'd love to come back someday if that works out. Like, I love Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that'd be great to come back to Buffalo someday. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm, you know, spearheading that way anytime soon. But
yeah,
when Gabe left, it wasn't because Gabe Davis didn't want to be in Buffalo. I'll tell you that.
It was
because he got a nice offer and the Bills were moving on and weren't going to pay him that money.
And
right?
It happened to be near home for him.
Right. And he told me that he said to the Bills, he said to Brandon Bean, hey man, you know what? When you got some money, you got an opening, you know, you let me know if I'm, we'll see what we can do.
But I
just don't know if that fits now.
Because he's going to want to play.
Right,
and
that's right.
I don't know where he plays. Like, I'm not saying the Bills are, we just went through it. Like, they don't have a true number one. Like, there would be room for someone to come in over top. But Gabe Davis is going to do what for them now that they've signed Elijah Moore? You just ask him to come compete with Elijah Moore for the fifth spot on the depth chart. But now I'm throwing two times the guaranteed money probably at that that last fifth receiver spot that, you know, we talked about for the draft, and they didn't do it, and they signed more. So I don't really know how it fits. I think I'm a no, personally. I think that, one, I don't know that I'd really want to do it, and two, I feel like for him, even though he might want to come back to the Bills someday, that he could probably find another team that would there would be a more clear path to playing.
Okay, let me ask you this. As we go to break, chew on this. Sorry, Josh. He said in our ear we have to go to break. Who is better on this roster, Gabe Davis or Curtis Samuel?
I would say Curtis Samuel.
Because
Curtis Samuel has a skill set that I would rather have for this team right now.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that part of it.
Even though there's the injury risk.
But I think because of what you didn't see from him last year, there's a conversation we had there if you want to talk about where, like, how he would fit in.
Yeah.
Like, well, is he better than Curtis Samuel? Would you rather have him? And I don't know if it's an either or because they paid Curtis Samuel some money.
Right.
You're not just moving on.
They have to kiss some money goodbye by doing that.
I'm just talking about the roster construction.
But the question is good based on, like, who would you rather have in your offense this year?
Sorry, Josh.
803-0550 is the phone number. We can squeak a call in maybe very quickly on that if you want in extendo. But we'll come back and wrap things up and then get you off to the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal that's coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.